Are you ready?
Yes.
What did you say?
I am now.
What did you say?
Kind of dark. How am I going to read?
That's how I like it. Welcome back to the show.
Okay,
welcome
but back seriously, to the podcast. I can't read. Well, I'll take my glasses off.
I got a light for you.
Okay.
All right. Why don't you tell them what tonight's podcast we're going to do?
Okay. We bought a family game for Christmas.
That's the picture.
Uh-huh.
That's how excited I get when Jody says,
I know, he hates games.
Do you want to play a game?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you want to play a game?
He does not like games. But the boys do, and it's a fun Christmas thing to do. You know, we just sit around after in the afternoon on Christmas, and we'll play some games. And so this was a fun one because it's super easy. In fact, if you like this and you have kids, anybody can play. If your kids can read, they can play. And so it's a great family game because there's no really wrong answer.
Tell them what it's called.
I will.
Oh, sorry.
There's no real wrong answer. You're just trying to match the person who's talking. And this game is called Okay, Genius.
Okay, Genius.
Okay, Genius.
All right, so that's going to be the whole show tonight.
Oh, I like my question.
That's going to be our whole show.
This is what I learned when we played this game together. We were just...
I can't wait to hear.
We weren't really playing it because when it's just me and Jamie, we just go through the cards. We don't do her points or anything. But we're either 100% the same.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're way off.
You think there's times where we're 100%?
Oh, yeah.
The same?
Lots of the times when we played around the table.
I guess I do. Yeah.
When we played that one afternoon by the table during lunch and we were asking each other questions, a lot of times we had the same answer. But if we had a different answer, it was off by a lot.
Okay, Genius.
Right.
All right, you go first.
This is a good one, too. What was the most interesting year in history?
Wow,
that is an awesome question.
And this is like according to my personal opinion, correct?
Right, but since I read the card, you're trying to guess what you want to match what I say.
What?
Well, you're trying to get a point. If you're playing the game.
So I have to guess what you would say?
It to your benefit, if you play, like what I notice when we play is a lot of times.
Oh, gosh.
We'll say the same answer, so it won't matter.
19...
But if you're playing, don't say yet because I have to figure out my answer.
Okay,
I'm not ready.
Well, you can't have dead air in a podcast.
Okay, well then you talk for a minute while I figure out my answer.
Don't forget that
say...
you can find the podcast exclusively right now. Well, I shouldn't say exclusively. We did figure out last week when we uploaded that it's on SoundCloud, Apple, and Spotify. But don't go to any links on our website.
Okay,
because
I think I have.
The website's
mine,
not.
You're never going to get. You're
the
never
website's
gonna say
not.
Mine.
All right, I already know my guess.
Okay, you say your.
1973.
What was that? Because of when you were born.
Of course. That was the year I was born.
I picked 1876 because.
Lame.
That would have been like when you could have been Laura Ingalls Wilder in the cover.
Lame.
Of and that would have been really fun. That would have been super interesting.
1973 was a banner year.
I just watched the Little House
life.
On the Prairie pilot where they were.
All right, we haven't pre-looked at these either.
No, but listen, I just watched the Little House on the Prairie pilot where they were...
when you talk about Little House on the
Wisconsin
Prairie, it's
to
like this.
Kansas.
Whoosh, whoosh.
That's so sad.
All right.
Hey, you know what? This summer in Walnut Grove, they're having a cast get-together.
Whoosh.
It's in July.
Whoosh.
Somebody out there knows because I
whoosh.
Sent it to them to
All
see
right.
if they wanted to go.
How many curls make a curly fry worth showing to someone?
Oh.
I have a number already.
Oh, okay. So do I.
Go ahead.
I said 7.
8. You're close.
Oh, we were close. Okay. My turn?
Yep.
This is a good one, too. How many pictures from your last vacation should you really share with your friends and family?
When you say share, do you mean online or just like to show to people?
It just says share. It doesn't specify. So
I'm thinking. It's okay. Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Go.
1.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No, I said like 6. I could come
really?
Up with 6. Yeah, sure, because you have to think of like cousins in a cute pose. You and I, if we go out to dinner somewhere, maybe a group picture, maybe a
You'd
picture of
You'd have to show other people who aren't in that picture.
You said family and friends.
Yeah. It's your vacation. 1.
I will say that 6.
1 that proves you were on vacation.
I will say 6 is a high number.
I think 1 is good.
All right. What age do you need to be in order to raise a little hell?
Okay.
That quick?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I guess I was going to say 21.
Ooh, I said 16.
Oh. All right. You're up.
How many ducks need to be staring at you for you to suddenly feel unsafe?
What's funny about this is, as I thought of a golfing outing with Morgan.
Oh, there.
And we were in Montgomery, I think. Yeah, and he did his, oh gosh.
How many geese
which means he's scared.
How many were on?
There was quite a few, but they were looking at him funny. So I'm going to say, you said ducks, how many?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got my number.
I'll say 10.
I said 5.
How do you know if they're looking at you?
What do you mean?
I don't know that I would.
They have eyes.
But like, they'd be at your like shins. How would you know they were really looking at you?
Can we change them if we don't like the first one we pick up?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Because I want to find a good one. How long is too long for a drum solo?
What happened to my light? I can't read without it.
You turned it off. How long is too long for a drum solo?
Okay.
Are you going to say you have a minute, a number of minutes in mind?
A length of time, yeah.
Right, so like a number of minutes?
If that's your answer.
No, I'm saying, is that what you're, like you're, okay, 3 minutes.
I said 30 seconds.
Hopefully Morgan's not listening.
Oh, this is a good one. How long trapped in an elevator do you start freaking out?
2.5 seconds. Probably less than that.
Yeah, I would give it a minute maybe.
No. No way. That was a dumb
But if
one.
You have one of those ones where they talk to you and say, help is coming, help is on the way, would that make you feel better?
I don't know.
Really? I think if there was somebody talking to me and like I knew that like the fire department or whatever was on their way, that would make me feel better. Then you're just waiting.
No. Mm-mm.
Really?
Sure panic. When we did, what did we do this game at Christmas and then we, or was it at church? No, it was at church. It was church. Pastor Greg, when we went to Zoe, said you had to tell your neighbor what you were afraid of. And I was sitting next to Marissa and I said, without a shadow of a doubt, elevators. I hate elevators.
Oh, really?
All right, this is similar. How long do you need to wait on a delayed plane on the tarmac before it's time to start chanting, let us go,
let us go?
How long?
5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Okay, maybe that's not right.
Okay, you don't travel much. Not 5 minutes.
15, maybe.
I would say 30.
Really? You'd sit there for 30 minutes?
Well, there could be a variety of reasons. I mean, 20 minutes could just be, yeah, I would say 30
Look it
minutes.
Up now, because isn't there a law now that says they can't keep you past a certain amount of time?
I don't know.
I think they.
I don't have my phone.
I think they made a law. I do.
We got to keep the show rolling.
But that would be a good thing for somebody to look up. I think they made a law now. They can't keep you past a certain amount of time.
Go ahead.
How many countries must you visit to be considered well-traveled?
I'm going to think about that for a minute. So let me see. I got a number.
I'm going to say 7.
I would say 5. So if you knock out Mexico and Canada, that's 2.
So you don't, that's 2, but then so you're like
I thought about 3, but then I thought well traveled, I don't think 3 countries.
Here's the thing,
I've been to
Mexico and Canada and the United I've been to Mexico and
so
Canada.
You've been to 2.
Yeah,
you're not well traveled. All right, let's see. How come there's so many?
I don't even know if
I can tell right away I'm gonna like this one.
Okay.
If you had to pay for friendship, what's the price for a friend who drives you to and from the airport and laughs at all of your jokes?
Ooh. I know this is not answering the question, but let me tell you this.
Okay.
I know that it was like the New York Times or something, or the New York Post or some newspaper had just written an article recently saying like people should stop picking people up from the airport. Like, don't do it.
For your friends?
For anybody. Friends or family, don't pick them up.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I was watching people discuss this, and they were guessing that it was because it was the New York airport, and it's really chaotic and really hard to
If this was a Seinfeld episode, I just want you to know.
If everybody picks up, it's really a pain.
They went to the wrong one.
It's if everybody picks, if everybody's there to pick up somebody, it's just too many people. And so they said it's a lot easier to just get him an Uber and meet him at home. But the people who were discussing it were saying how much they loved, and people like you and me can remember how much they loved looking at people getting their person. Like, remember, you used to do it at the gate. You used to be able to go right to the gate.
Yeah.
And so you'd see all these, like, happy homecomings or, you know, sad long goodbyes. And they're like, no, don't stop that. No.
Those so days are gone.
So to those, to how much would you pay a person to do it every time?
Yeah.
But here's what makes it more, because I don't think picking up at the airport is that big a deal, but laughing at all your jokes. That's a job.
I said $1,000. Did you say yet?
I didn't. I would say.
I said $1,000.
I would say that's a good number, yeah.
All right, go ahead. That. Your turn.
How much money should you make at a successful garage sale?
Oh, gosh. I can tell you right now, well, I already know the number, because we did a garage sale before, and I said never again because of how much we raised for the amount of work.
Because it was hardly anything. I would say 500 at least.
That's what I said. 500. Let's go.
All right.
That's the first one we've gotten the same, by the way. You said we get a lot the same. That was the first
one.
Well,
so far not.
Some of these are kind of dumb.
All right, I have one. How long is the perfect maid of honor or best man speech?
Oh, I got the number already.
So do I. What are you going to say?
2 minutes.
Well, I said a minute and a half.
Yeah.
I don't like it when it goes on and on and on, because lots of times they tell you stuff you don't need to know.
Yeah. They divulge information. Oh, this is a good one for you.
Okay.
What is the perfect number of members for a book club?
Ooh.
The perfect number of members for a book club.
Well, I like our book club, and we have four. So I'll say four, because I think my book club is perfect.
I'm going to say eight.
Mm-mm. It's really too hard to get everybody's a chance to speak.
That's your opinion.
No, we talk a lot. How about this one? If your job allows for unlimited vacation time, how many vacation days should you actually take in a year? If you can do unlimited, how many should you actually take?
All right, I got a number.
Okay, I'm going to say 21.
That's a good number. I would go a little higher. I would probably say 30.
That's more than 4 weeks of vacation.
Well, yeah, but if you're at a job for a certain period of time, you can get up to, like, some people have 5 and 6 weeks.
That's true. I guess if you had worked there longer, I would think that you were taking more. That would be one of those ones where it would be like, how would you ever, what would be the benefit to the person who'd worked there for a long time if the Joe Schmo who just started can take the same amount of vacation as you?
Good question. I wish I knew.
That's his new favorite saying. If you ever hear him say that, it doesn't really mean he wished it news. He just wishes you'd shut up.
Don't give away my... We talked about this last week.
Oh, I'm not supposed to say certain things?
Don't give away all my secrets.
Sorry.
My things.
Forget I said that.
How much money should a successful street performer be able to make in 3 hours?
Okay.
You already have a number?
Yep.
I haven't even thought about it yet. All right, I have a number. What's
$300.
Yours? $300. Mine's half. $150. $50 an hour.
My person's better than yours. I had $100 an hour for a performer. How about this one? How many? And I know the answer to this right now.
You said $100 an hour, not me.
I know. My person's better than your person.
Dude, you must have a high traffic situation.
If you're in some of those like parks, like in like New York City or Chicago, if you were making $100 in New York City or Chicago, you're going to get robbed. You better not be making $100 then. You're not making it home. How about this one? How many miles over the speed limit should you go if you're really late?
Well, you shouldn't go over any.
You want to know my answer?
5.
Yeah, that's my answer. Because the first 5 are free. They don't usually give it
that's
to
you. That's not true.
I think that's true.
What is the perfect temperature for an epic beach day? By the way,
I was just kind of thinking about this
today. I hope
today.
The sound sounds okay.
I was just thinking
about
this today.
We're still trying to work it out.
Because
we don't have a sound technician.
I think the perfect temperature means you could lay out and you would get hot, but you would have to be like a couple chapters in before it was so hot that you needed to get in the water. Because sometimes when we go on vacation, you read like six sentences and you're like, oh my gosh, I think I'm going to die. So it's, I would say no humidity.
Final answer.
And I would say like 82 degrees.
82 mm-hmm. with no humidity.
Right.
Gotcha.
What did you say?
78.
Really? I don't even know that I like to lay out at 78. That's not quite warm enough.
Your turn.
How many alien dreams do you have to have before you realize that you were really abducted?
Oh, man. I'm going to have a lot, so.
I'd say more than at least 50.
Well, I wasn't going to go that high.
Really?
Maybe 20.
Maybe you just have a good imagination or you watched a good movie.
What percentage of people actually have a clue about what's going on?
How many people have actually have a clue?
What percentage of people actually have a clue about what's going on? We need that little special effect thing that Jordan has on his podcast where we could have like an echo, 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 echo.
It's low.
I'm so surprised you said that.
For real?
No.
Oh. Why? Is yours high?
I'm just saying. I go. Say yours.
I'll say 10.
10%?
7 to 10, but I'll give
That's
10.
That's too
I'll
clean.
Say 10.
That's too clean. I'm going to say 30.
You think there's that many people? How many photos of grandchildren should hang on a good granny's wall?
Ooh. I guess it depends on how many that she
That's
has.
That's exactly right. All of her grandchildren. We all know what happens if you don't hang up, if you're a short one stalking.
All right. This is a good one for me to consider or to hear from you.
Oh, okay.
I'll be right there should be how long?
Oh, that is good. 10 minutes.
We're going to just title this the Hacking Podcast.
It's been that bad? Yeah. I'd say 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
I think that's being generous.
I'll be right there in 10 minutes?
Yeah. It depends on what are you asking. Like, I'll be right there.
What if you were in the room, bedroom, and I was in the living room, and you said, hey, I need you, and I said, I'll be right there.
Yeah,
and
in
me,
that situation, I wouldn't be
10
minutes.
It took me
10
minutes
yeah,
to get there.
Yeah, that situation, I wouldn't be 10 minutes. I guess I mean like...
What if there was a mouse in the laundry room?
Oh, man, you better be there quick. And here's the thing. Quick just means sooner than I'm not coming because I'm at work, and you shouldn't call me at work. However is shorter than that would be good.
These are all really good for you. I'm just dialed in tonight with these randoms.
Okay, go.
How long should you be willing to wait in line to get a hug and or kiss from your favorite celebrity? And then we need to tell them the story.
Which story?
About how you're famous.
Because I was on TV. I waited a long time for that.
Jody is on Mall Cops, the Mall of America one, if you ever want to check it. Oh, the whole thing is Mall of America one. The Sarah Palin one. The Mall Cops on whatever platform with Sarah Palin. Jody's on TV.
We left like super early. Like it was like.
How long?
It was like four or 5 o'clock. I mean, we were there before the mall opened.
How long?
I think I must have waited 4 or 5 hours.
Which just goes to show that you and I were way different because I met Gary Vaynerchuk.
Just walking up to him.
Well, I timed it, but like I wouldn't have waited in line.
Well.
I was pretty stoked, by the way.
Yeah.
And
but
got
you,
a picture.
It was accidental that you did. Like you didn't
know. I was tracking him. I was trying to.
No, but like when you got in the car that day, it wasn't like, I'm going to go meet Gary Vaynerchuk.
Well, no, because we went to see all the famous people.
Right, right. Where I knew that like that's what I was going to do today. And honestly, the people in line were super nice. Like we played games. And
that was the day that the boys like to say Baker Mayfield. And they made eye contact. And
yeah,
said hello.
Baker, yeah.
With mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield.
And I said hello. I had a conversation.
I'm on a roll, by the way.
I had a conversation with Chris Harapsky. That made me happy.
How many times is it acceptable to hit the snooze button on a morning when you don't have anywhere to go?
Oh, and I don't. Who sets an alarm if you don't have anywhere to go?
Do you set an alarm?
No, not if I don't have to get up.
No, but I mean like ever.
On Saturday nights.
For Sunday morning?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only day?
Yeah. Because I have an internal clock that gets up about the same time the rest of the time.
Are you going to say publicly what time that is?
Not out loud. Why do, who needs to know?
Because you already gave away one of my secrets. All right, go. You haven't done one for a couple times.
No. Wait, what was your answer? How many snooze times
did
you get?
I don't know because I don't do an alarm clock either. If I sleep till 6, I'm like, man, I slept in.
When I set an alarm, I usually set an alarm so I can hit one snooze.
What time do you set it for on Saturday nights?
On Saturday nights?
Mm-hmm.
It depends, 7 or 7.50. It depends on how intense my preparation for the lunch has to be.
Gotcha.
Here's this one.
Thanks for getting up to make less lunch.
You're welcome. How often does someone have to casually ask about math before you decide the friendship just isn't worth it?
I don't know if I've ever had anyone ask me about math other than our kids doing school.
I wonder what kind of person would.
Well, let's just say if it's every time. It probably is going to get old after 5 or 6 times.
Yeah, I just said 4.
For some reason, this made me think of the Big Bang Theory, the TV show.
They asked each other kind of questions, usually because they were looking for help. And they were looking for help.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be much help.
How many spiders must you find in your home to actually consider moving out?
Ooh.
Shout out to Stacy.
I'd say over.
Over? What if there was like
100?
Yeah, what if there was like a net? Have you ever seen those videos where they disrupt something and like it just comes out and it looks like the floor is moving?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that would totally.
That would.
Would like leave, and you would have to tell me that somebody had come and taken care of it.
Yeah,
like an exterminator. I don't know that I would move. Why don't you just call an exterminator?
True.
How many bedrooms are in the perfect dream home?
5.
Really? I think right now, what my dream home now is getting a little smaller because the boys are getting ready. You know, people are moving out. So I would have said 4. We can't live in a house that doesn't have 3.
How many times must someone call you the wrong name before you correct them?
Ooh, that's hard. Because if you didn't do it on the first time, you really can't.
I was watching a news story today, and that happened with someone.
Somebody on the news called somebody
the host called the guest.
The guest,
and it's somebody who's trying to be more famous, and she totally botched his name. It was funny.
If you don't tell somebody the first time,
then it gets awkward.
So the answer would be 1. Then don't you think?
Yeah. What if you see him again and they call it? What if you don't tell him the first time?
Poor Taylor knew this kid who called him Tyler every single solitary time he saw him.
How many times does your pet need to escape before you just let it freaking go?
It'd be different if it was your pet or your kid's pet, because your kid's pet, every time they go, you're on the hook.
We lost Bailey for a night.
Was it only once or was it more than once?
A whole night?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a whole night where he went someone else's house.
Well, then it was twice because there was one whole night.
One night he came
back,
yeah.
You know, like at 5 o'clock in the morning, the dumb dog.
How many people, when your waiter confidently memorizes your order, how many guests must be in your party before you insist that they write it all down?
Oh.
I got a number.
I guess I'd say 5.
Oh, that's what I said.
Good job. Here's a perfect one for you. How many parking spots should you expect to pass before finding the spot?
Oh, it's going to be a lot for me.
You would.
Totally so at Walmart in Shakopee, there's two premier parking spots. I will never tell where they were.
How come there isn't more than that, like, on every place where
I
that happens?
I can't explain it. There's only two. They're right next, or they're pretty much right next to each other. There's number one and number two. Today I got number two, which I was pretty happy. Number one was not available. It has to do with, it's not just about, what can I just say, one of the things that really annoys me, and Jody knows this, it irks me, and that is the push to get the closest parking spot.
Which
you're literally going to get out of your car and walk to the store and then walk around the store.
It's not like you should get a close
It's
spot.
Not like you're getting a close spot to go in and go to bed. You're like gonna like you're there, you're gonna walk. I don't understand why people have to have the close.
What if you're carrying all your packages when you come out and it's heavy?
You have a cart.
Some people don't bring the cart out. Well, I bring the cart out because of how many I get.
That's not my problem.
Look.
There's no limit on how much he will
pass up
closer spots.
Oh, it drives me crazy.
For the ideal spot.
Especially in the winter when it's cold.
I have a system.
It's crazy.
Oh, it is. It's a science. It's an art, really. Most people wouldn't understand.
That's the truth.
All right, come on. We're almost done.
How about this one? Because this happened to us. When in a movie theater completely alone, how many movie trailers need to play before you realize you're being pranked?
Well, we sat through a movie, one of the last movies we went to, actually.
Last year, uh-huh.
And the thing looped for, was it 30 or 40 minutes?
It did take a long time.
It was
time.
30 or 40 minutes that we until several of us figured out that
there was something wrong.
It was just on the trailers were all looping.
Mm-hmm. I think we watched the same
And when
trailers.
I walked out and told them, they're like, what now? And I'm we've been sitting there for 30 minutes.
They weren't
minutes.
Helpful because somebody went and told them, and then we still watched
well,
the
they
trailers
tried
like another one or two
they
times.
They tried to fix it using technology from where they were sitting as opposed to getting up and walking out. So
that one was
all right. No more questions because we got to wrap up.
That was a good one, though, just so you know.
So the other thing we'll mention is that next week there's rumors that we're going to finally get snow.
I'll believe it when I see it.
And Jody is catastrophizing.
No,
how
I'm
do you
not.
Say that word?
That's right. But I'm not getting
we'll
my hopes
see.
Up. I'm totally
I
don't believe
will
it.
See.
I totally don't believe it.
Can I just say, I've kind of gotten used to not having snow this year. I mean, it's January 4th.
Yep.
Or no, wait, 5th.
Fifth. I was walking on the
I've
on
gotten
the way
used
down.
To
it's
it.
Still
it's
30s during the day. I was like, this would have been a perfect Thanksgiving day.
Yeah. So I'm a little bit nervous that it might happen.
Oh.
So I was out trying to pick up stuff today and look around and see what was
I know that they were
laying about.
The resorts that do ice fishing are really hurting.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all for this episode of the Jamie and Jody Show. If you would like to listen to more, make sure you hit the follow button on Spotify. We are on SoundCloud, we are on Apple, but we're really going to promote Spotify. Because one of the things that happened, we said this last week, was we were too trying to distribute to many places. Website, different channels, then we started a YouTube channel.
It just made
channel.
A lot of work for Jamie.
Yes. So that's all for this episode. Let us know what you think about OK Genius or if you've played it. And if you have an idea for a game that you would like to hear us play, it has to be something that's on the air like this where you ask questions. Like conversationalist. Remember that game we had when we first got married in the white car? It was just like a... It was just like a stack of get-to-know-you questions. Hmm. You don't remember that? Just
I think
little white-sized
Bible. It was one, of those,
Bible,
it was one of those like old-fashioned Bible games.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, it didn't have anything.
No,
to do
it
with
wasn't.
The Bible.
But it was one of those like the Christian game or something. Or
no,
was
it was just get-to-know-you. It was like this. It was random questions.
I know, but I think they were from an actual boxed game.
Anyways. I wish I knew.
Yes, you do.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. If you liked this episode, engage with it somehow. We don't know how because we're dumb. I don't know if there's a like button. Share it, though. You can share it. Tell your friends. And we'll see you next Friday.
Sounds good. Bye.